So you've gone to someplace new, and you're going to serve in a leadership position. What's your scorecard look like? Let's talk about that on this week's Innova Radio.
Welcome to Innova Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
So you've gone someplace new, and you want to figure out how you're doing. Well, that's what I want to talk about today on Innova Radio, on this podcast. And so, I've said in the past that there are two primary drivers of organizational change in leadership. The first is credibility. The second is communication. And communication may be the most powerful element or a powerful driver of leadership and change within an organization. So today I want to just look at a couple of things that should make up your scorecard if you want to see how you're doing when you're looking at how well am I doing? I've gone to a new place. How well am I doing? Well, am I leading? How well am I making adjustments? How well am I doing? So it's made up of, at least three, maybe four elements. Your scorecard should have three, at least three, but maybe four areas to look at. The first, obviously, is communication. The question how you're going to judge how you're doing is going to be determined by how well you communicate. And the reason I say that is because you've got all these things in your head. You've got all these ideas. You've got all of this framework in your head. And unless you communicate that framework out, as I said in the last podcast, unless you communicate that framework out, nobody is going to know what you mean. If your understanding of capris is one thing, you think of them as long shorts, but in the business world or in the education world or in any other world, capris can be seen as business casual, as something nice to wear to work. And so if your framework is that they're just long shorts, then you have to communicate that out. If you say no capris, then people are going to get, hey, but wait, you know, I get maybe the no jeans thing, no jeans capris, but I mean, I have some nice capris that are very professional. And so it really is, especially if you're a man in a, you know, when you talk about women's fashion, you got to make sure you know what you're talking about. But so you've got this framework of understanding and framework of who you are, and you have to communicate that out. And so if you don't communicate that out, then you're not being a good leader. And so the thing that you need to do is to go pick people within your organization. Random people at all different levels, whether you're a mid-level, pick a mid-level manager, pick someone who's in, you know, in the lower, if you're in manufacturing, go pick somebody off the assembly line, pick four, five, six different people and just ask them the question, how well am I communicating? Here are my ideas. How well have I communicated that out? Here's what I mean by this. How well have I done communicating that? Do you understand it when I say blah, 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 X, Y, Z? Does that make sense to you? And then have them repeat it back. This is what I understand the capri as. This is what I understand as your vision. This is what I understand as. This is what I... And have them repeat it to you so that you can get a feel for what they understand. Because communication is, there are two aspects of communication, right? It's what you share and what they hear. And their framework will determine how they interpret what you say. If you say capris are not good and they have some very nice capris that would be very well accepted in a business casual environment, they're gonna buck up and say, wait a minute. And they're gonna get upset and they're gonna dismiss you. So the first thing you need to do is when you at all levels, everything you do, communicate, number one. And then as you are communicating, go and talk to people at all different levels of the organization and ask them, do you understand what I mean by this? Do you understand? Have I told you why we're doing this? And if you do that, then you'll get a feel for the environment in which you're working and the environment in which where you're now serving as a leader. And it begins to make sense to them and to you. And you adjust your communication on how they are understanding you. And they can adjust how they understand you based on that relational communication that you have with them. Always, always, always go and find out how well you're communicating. So that's the first one. So the question is, how am I? Grade yourself. I've gone and gotten 10 people, and I've asked them how well I've communicated, and I've asked them on a scale of 1 to 10, grade me. If you can't do that, then you're probably probably shouldn't be a leader. But ask them, on a scale of 1 to 10, give me what you would grade me from a communication standpoint, how well you're communicating to me and so that I understand things. And let them score you. It can be very revealing, can be very humbling, it can also be very encouraging. And now you've got a score. You've got a score. You've got 100 points, 100 possible points. And so you can say, they said I had a 79. Okay, well, 79 is a C. So I'm only communicating a C's worth, so I need to go back and fix that. And so you begin to work on your communication and on your understanding of how they understand it, so you communicate in the way they understand. So that's the first thing. The second thing is credibility. Now, you're going to come in, you have a reputation when you come in. When you come into that new organization, when you come into that new business, you have a reputation. And that reputation, people will either know it or they won't. But if you're coming into a high-profile spot, like CEO or a CFO or a C-level position, then people are going to Google you. They're going to find out about your past. They're going to find out about you. And so you're going to have this reputation coming in. Now, if you're coming into a small organization or people may not Google you, people may not know you very well, and so I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you're coming into a high-profile position and you're coming from a high-profile position or just a major position in another organization, people will Google you and you will have a reputation. And so your credibility is going to be based on that reputation. It will also be based on two other elements. It will be based on your position. So you have a level of credibility based on your position as you come in. It will also be credibility that is transferred from someone else. The person who brought you in, your credibility will be tied to his or hers. So if the CEO or the board of directors brings you in, then your credibility will be tied to people, how credible people think that board is. And so you need to understand that. So you've got reputational credibility, you've got positional credibility, and you've got credibility that is transferred based on the credibility of the people who brought you in. So there's three levels there. And so if you've never done the job before, say you've worked in marketing, but you've never been a chief marketing officer, then you have limited credibility in terms of your job. Now, you may have done some amazing things where you are and in the past, but as far as being the chief marketing officer, you have limited credibility. So your credibility is going to be tied to your reputation. It's going to be tied to your position, and it's going to be tied to the people who brought you in. And you need to understand that. And so the more you work, the more you serve, the more you lead, and the more we'll talk about decisions in just a minute, the more you make decisions, your credibility is going to go up or down. And you need to judge that. You need to understand that. How credible do you think I am on this? And you need to go ask people. Again, ask 10 people in various levels of the organization, on a scale of 1 to 10, how credible do you see me in my job? You can throw the lowest one out and the highest one out if you want to, and so now you're working on an 80% scale, and maybe you get a 70 out of 80. Well, that's an 87.5, I think. 87.5, which is a solid B. It's a high B. So then you can begin to work on that. Or maybe you just suck and you don't do a very good job, or at least people don't think you do a very good job, and so you come out with a 50 out of 80 or a 40 out of 80, and you know what that equals. I mean, that's a failing grade. So communication, credibility, and then decisions. And your decisions are going to be your decisions, that the decisions that you make are going to be so key. If you come in and start making decisions left and right and you don't communicate those decisions, then people are left wondering what the heck you're doing. And then everything will go back to your credibility. And they'll say, either he knows what he's doing, so I'm going to trust him a little bit longer, especially if there are decisions that they don't, that the organization, people in the organization don't like. Or they're going to say, he has no credibility and decisions he's making suck, and therefore, I'm just not going to listen to him. The only reason I listen to him is to keep my job. And here again, here's that decision. Are the decisions that I'm making moving the organization toward a goal or toward a better, creating a better culture, better understanding, a better product, something better, a better environment? And so what decisions are you making? If you make decisions and don't communicate those decisions, then people don't understand the rationale behind those decisions, then they are left to create their own interpretation of what you're doing. And then credibility comes into play, and your scorecard will change. And so when you make a decision, as you communicate that decision out and you explain it, you have a better chance of getting good grades on your decision making if you will communicate that. And if you lack credibility, you say, the best decision that I know to make at this time is this. My gut tells me this. And here's where my gut's been right. You communicate that and you establish credibility. I've done this. And my gut tells me that we should do something else. Let's try it. And let's see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll figure something else out. And your market will tell you whether you've made the right decisions. Your market and your people, the stakeholders within your organization, will tell you if you've made the right decision. Because you will either move the organization forward, or it becomes a laughing stock. Those are obviously two extremes, but you'll move the organization forward or it'll stagnate. You will make headway or you will regress. So take a chance, take some time if you're going somewhere new to build that scorecard out. When you get there, start asking around. I want to know who the most influential person within this department is. When a decision needs to be made, or something needs to be understood, or something needs to get done, who do people look to? And if you find those people out, most of the time it's not the managers. Find the influential people within your organization and go to them. Get 10. If their organization is big enough, get 10. And say, how am I doing on this? How am I doing in my communication? How is my credibility at this point in time? What's my decision-making look like to you? Do you understand it? Does it make sense? And if you will do that, you'll have a good understanding of your organization, a good understanding of how you're doing within your organization, and you can make adjustments. And if you'll do that on a regular basis, maybe every 2 months, or at least once a quarter, then you'll have a good understanding of where you are and where you need to make adjustments and tweak your leadership style. So that's it. That's my scorecard. That's what I do when I move into a new organization. Those three things. How's my communication? What's my credibility look like? And how are the decisions affecting the organization? And if you do that and tweak your leadership style, then I think you will have a great opportunity to be an effective leader wherever you go. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Inovo Radio. Check out my website, wdavidphillips.com. It's got information about me and some services that I offer and some things that I can do for you, and I'd love to be able to serve you any way I can. Also, it's got links there to my Facebook page, my Twitter account, all those things. You can find an archive of podcast episodes, my blog, some things that I write on, and all that stuff. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for listening in today, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com. And sign up for our newsletter.